or examining the special specimens he had produced to illustrate the day's teaching. Of the 9 who had come into the laboratory, 3 were girls, one of whom, a little fair woman, wearing spectacles and dressed in greyish-green, was peering out of the window at the fog, while the other 2, both wholesome-looking, plain-faced schoolgirls, unrolled and put on the brown holland aprons they wore while dissecting. Of the men, 2 went down the laboratory to their places, one a pallid, dark, bearded man who had once been a tailor, the other a pleasant-featured, ruddy young man of 20, dressed in a well-fitting brown suit. Young Wedderburn, the son of Wedderburn, the eye specialist. The others formed a little knot near the theatre door. One of these, a dwarfed, spectacled figure with a hunchback, sat on a bent wood stool. 2 others, one a short, dark youngster, and the other a flaxen-haired, reddish-complexioned young man, stood leaning side by side against the slate sink, while the 4th stood facing them and maintained the larger share of the conversation. The last person was named Hill. He was a sturdily built young fellow of the same age as Wedderburn.